at the Capitol. Thank you, Nancy. Across the country, the 2017 election saw big wins for a highly diverse group of candidates. Chip Reed introduces us.
It's good to be back.
Chris Hurst was a TV news anchor in Southwest Virginia 2 years ago when his reporter girlfriend was fatally shot by a former station employee during an outdoor live broadcast. The grieving Hurst decided to run for the Virginia House of Delegates as a Democrat in a Republican area and won.
I think she would, of course, be incredibly proud. I also think that she would immediately be bending my ear to make sure that I fulfill on the promise that I don't just talk the talk, that I walk the walk too.
Democrat Danica Rome made history in Virginia by winning a seat in the House of Delegates. She will be the state's first openly transgender lawmaker. She defeated a conservative Republican who sponsored a bill to dictate which bathroom transgender people can use.
It's okay to be you. And in the words of St. Francis de Sales, be who you are and be that well.
Democrats Hala Ayala and Elizabeth Guzman will be the Virginia House of Delegates' first Latina members, while Kathy Tran, a former refugee from Vietnam, will be its first Asian American. And it's not just Virginia. Diverse Democrats were elected across the nation. Ravinder Bala is a Sikh and won the race for mayor in Hoboken, New Jersey, despite racist flyers that said, "Don't let terrorism take over our town." Democrat Jenny Durkin will be Seattle's first lesbian mayor.
And can I just say to Donald Trump, keep your hands off Seattle.
Wilmot Collins came to Helena, Montana 23 years ago as a refugee from Liberia. It's believed he will be the first black mayor in Montana history. Andrea Jenkins, winner of a seat on the Minneapolis City Council, will be the first openly transgender black woman office holder in the nation.